The hall where the St. Louis Symphony plays became a stage for a protest this weekend, much to its surprise. On Saturday evening, as the conductor readied his cue after the intermission, the hall echoed with a voice from somewhere in the audience, and soon others joined.
They were singing, "Which Side Are You On?", the protest song popular during the labor and civil rights movements. In this rendition, the protesters in the concert hall sang about justice for Mike Brown, the 18-year-old African-American shot by a white police officer in August.
The symphony was being broadcast live by St. Louis Public Radio. Commentator Adam Crane suddenly found himself giving a play-by-play of the impromptu performance.
I would imagine this is Ferguson-related. I can't hear specifically what they are saying. Now our camera has been blocked with some sort of a sign.
Several banners were unfurled over the hall's balcony. One read, "Requiem for Mike Brown," with the years of his birth and death. Another had the words, "Racism Lives Here," printed above a symbol of the St. Louis Arch.
Adam Crane, who's also a spokesman for the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, says that some in the audience and some in the orchestra applauded the demonstration. Others watched and waited.
The protesters sang for about 2 minutes before filing out of the auditorium. Crane told us today he wishes they had stuck around. The orchestra was just about to play a German requiem by Johannes Brahms. A requiem is, of course, a mass for the dead.
The nature of tying this to the Brahms requiem, which is what I assume the protesters had in mind when they decided to do this, and then tying the requiem to Requiem for Mike Brown, which was on the flyer that they passed around, I think it would have been a healing experience for them to have stayed for the Brahms requiem.
When the demonstrators exited, they chanted, "Black Lives Matter," and the scheduled performance resumed.